Imagine a 4-year-old sitting in front of a marshmallow, desperately trying not to eat it so they can earn a second one. The children who succeeded in this famous Stanford experiment didn't rely on iron willpower. They used clever distraction techniques like covering the marshmallow or singing songs. This simple study reveals the core truth about ending emotional eating. Success comes not from rigid discipline, but from developing skills to sit with temptation through mindful awareness. When we eat in response to feelings rather than hunger, snacking when stressed, experiencing intense cravings, feeling unsatisfied despite adequate food, we're caught in an emotional eating cycle, affecting an estimated 40% of Americans regardless of weight. The problem intensifies when food becomes our primary coping mechanism for difficult feelings. Research shows that difficulty identifying and regulating emotions influences binge eating more significantly than gender, food restriction, or even body image concerns. When we eat to suppress emotions, we create a destructive pattern. Emotions trigger eating, which creates more emotions, often guilt or shame, preventing us from receiving valuable emotional information that could guide healthier responses. This cycle persists because we hold limiting beliefs about emotions, that negative feelings are dangerous, that we'll lose control if we experience them fully, or that we must suppress difficult feelings to function. The core paradox of emotional eating is that avoiding emotions drives us to food as escape, yet this temporary relief leaves underlying feelings unaddressed. Acceptance offers a different path, not resignation, but a new paradigm for relating to food. Pain itself is inevitable, but suffering comes from non-acceptance. Fighting reality depletes our emotional resources, leading to increased comfort food consumption. This creates a cycle. Suppressing emotions drives comfort eating, which triggers guilt, leading to more suppression and eating. Harvard research shows that mental presence significantly impacts happiness and eating behavior. When minds wander during meals, we enjoy food less and eat more, as meal memory contributes to satiety. Mindful eating means bringing full awareness to the experience rather than using food to numb emotions. Common mindless eating patterns include screen-based multitasking, rushing meals, eating while standing, ignoring satiety cues, and disconnecting from emotions. Mindful eating transforms this by encouraging proper seating, pre-meal pausing, slower eating, awareness of food sensory qualities, and emotional presence during meals. Emotional intelligence enables us to choose our responses rather than being driven by fear of negative feelings. Emotions follow a pattern. We experience something, evaluate it, notice physical changes, and feel compelled to act. Understanding the difference between primary emotions, automatic responses, and secondary emotions, our reactions to our feelings, is key. For instance, fear might be primary, while shame about feeling afraid is secondary. Managing emotions starts with addressing vulnerability factors like sleep, nutrition, substance use, and relationship stability. Both undereating and overeating affect emotional stability. Insufficient food reduces willpower through low glucose, while overeating impacts energy and mood. Building emotional resilience requires cultivating positive experiences and mastery opportunities, much like building financial savings. When emotions arise, we can respond through mindful awareness, reappraisal, or opposite action, deliberately choosing behaviors that counter our emotional urges. Cravings and urges often create the illusion that they must be satisfied immediately. However, like waves, urges naturally rise and fall if we observe them without reacting. Our minds create an illusory correlation between the strength of an urge and our need to satisfy it. In reality, even intense cravings naturally subside if we simply observe them without acting. Many urges we either forget about or circumstances prevent us from satisfying, and life continues. However, repeatedly indulging cravings strengthens them and weakens our resistance. Urge surfing, a technique coined by G. Allen Marlott, involves observing cravings as they rise and fall like ocean waves without judgment or resistance. This approach preserves energy and reduces suffering compared to suppression. The key insight is that even our most intense emotions and urges eventually subside naturally, just as even the tallest wave must break. To practice urge surfing when struggling with a craving, slow down your mind and body to break automatic pilot reactions. Let go and observe the urge non-judgmentally. Refocus on your current feelings and consider long-term consequences. Then choose your response after making space for the urge without judgment. Humans have the unique ability to bring negative thoughts into any situation, like spoiling a vacation by suddenly remembering a lost loved one, or creating food cravings when not physically hungry. Understanding the distinction between thoughts and facts is crucial. Facts require evidence, while thoughts are merely ideas that may lack factual basis. Common thought traps include comparing ourselves to unrealistic standards, perfectionist all-or-nothing thinking, and rumination on negative memories. Instead of resisting unwanted thoughts, acceptance proves more effective. Viewing thoughts as passing events rather than urgent alarms reduces their impact. The RAIN approach, recognize, accept, investigate, not identifying, helps process difficult thoughts and feelings by acknowledging the present moment, allowing experiences without judgment, exploring them with kindness, and understanding that thoughts don't define us. While we can't control which thoughts arise, we can choose how we respond to them. When food and weight dominate our focus, struggle follows due to limited attention and energy. A core feature of unhealthy eating relationships is preoccupation with controlling shape and weight, especially when self-worth depends on appearance. Values are chosen life directions, reflecting what we want our lives to stand for, not social norms, but wisdom arising from within. Unlike goals, which resemble to-do lists, values involve ongoing processes. Living by values means willingly experiencing negative emotions while pursuing what matters. This requires skills like accessing wise mind, urge surfing, noticing thoughts, acting opposite, and practicing self-compassion. While easier during comfortable times, living by values during challenges demands true devotion. Breaking valued living into specific, feasible steps helps maintain commitment. Changing your relationship with food isn't about perfection. It's about beginning anew with mindfulness and acceptance. Since both food and feelings are constants, facing temptations and experiencing slips is inevitable. Research shows that multiple attempts at change increase success. Each moment becomes an opportunity to practice mindfulness, acceptance, and compassion. Learning to accept urges and emotions transforms not just eating habits, but facilitates authentic nourishment in every area of life. To move away from emotional eating, move toward what you really care about, even when thoughts discourage you. You are more than your body and negative emotions. Each time you pause before reaching for food when not hungry, or notice an emotion without trying to eat it away, you're reclaiming your relationship with yourself and your life.